Do you ever stop to think about how far you've come in your life? I don't think we always give ourselves the credit for everything that we've accomplished or where we've been. You are listening to the Closet Edit Podcast with your personal stylist, Tanya Bernadette. So today is slightly emotional, and the reason why I'm talking about this is I'm engaged. I have a fiance. I am here for the last time in my little apartment, and I have so many wonderful memories here with my daughter where I got to experience what it was like to be on my own. And I look at all these photos around me on the walls, on my desk, and it reminds me of where I was a year ago, 2 years ago, even 3 years ago in my life. And it's funny how when you're in the moment in your life, you are constantly making small changes, making new decisions, and doing things that serve you in that moment. And as you start growing and transitioning into something new, it can be scary and things feel different. It's uncomfortable. And I just think it's important to sometimes pause and look back at everything that we've done. Everything that we have overcome, all the challenges we faced and how we did it, we can learn from those difficult experiences. I don't share too much about my life, and this is like the third episode of the Closet Edit. So if you follow me on Instagram, I definitely share more about the behind the scenes of my life. But here, if you are listening, you probably haven't heard all the stories and all the things that I've gone through. But just to give you a small update, my daughter is about 2 years old and 6 months, and I left her father and left that house when she was 9 months old. Now, this year, it's 14 years I have been a business owner. I've been a personal shopper, but 9 months old with a little baby, my first child, with somebody I wasn't married with or didn't think I'd have a future with, it was kind of a scary moment. And I know this is about style, and I promise this is going to circle back into style because it just shows that there's sometimes things that you go through in your life that in the moment you make big decisions, and for whatever reason, you don't question it and you're not scared. You just do it because you know that's what's best for you. And I did that at the time. I knew what I wanted for my future and my life. I knew where I was heading in my business, and I love what I do. I love who I am and who I was before having my baby, and so I had to make that decision to get out of that space, and it opened up the most wonderful opportunities for me. So today, how many months it is? I don't even know. I can't do math, but it's definitely been over a year and a half, I think. I'm engaged. I'm going to be married next year with somebody I grew up with but never spoke to. We went to elementary school together and middle school and high school, and now we're going to get married. And we never spoke until like 4 years ago. So it just goes to show you that in different phases of your life that you go through, you're going to be changing. It's part of life. And with style, your style changes with you through all these moments. So I share this because I think it's a good thing to share, like, even my own personal moments of how my style has changed. Even as a stylist, I have to constantly ask myself questions. I have to constantly evaluate where I am in my life and what my style is, what I like, what I don't like, where I'm at. The styling process I use with clients, I have to use with myself as a stylist. So I want to remind you right now, if you are going through any transition in your life, give yourself that grace to just go through it, enjoy it, make your new decisions, try new things, fail, and learn from them. I'm going to talk about different seasons in your life that can change your style because personally, I've been through all of them. So before I had a baby, obviously my body was different. My lifestyle was different. I went out a lot more. My waist was smaller. The clothing I wanted, I felt was more like trendy and fun. Not that I'm not fun anymore. I am definitely fun, but in a different way, you know? So when I look back at photos of myself then, I know that I made those decisions on the clothing I wore because that was my life and my body then. Right after I had my baby, it was such a strange place to be. For anyone listening that's a mom, you know this. You're not only taking care of this other human, but you're trying to remind yourself of who you were or who you are now and find what you enjoy, what you like. After you have a baby, you quickly realize that the way that you used to live or what you used to do or what you used to wear just doesn't make sense anymore. And there's no way that you need to try to make something work or fit into a certain life or a certain way of being just because you don't know where else to go or look for. So don't ever put yourself in a place that you need to make something work that just doesn't work for you anymore. And that's what happened to me after having my baby. I was like, I know that I want things to change in my life and how I show up in my business and who I am. And also, I need things that my baby can drool on and get dirty. So I went through a small season right after she was born. I was going back to work again, and I needed clothing that felt professional, made me feel confident as a businesswoman, but was slightly maybe not as dressy or as fun as before because I did need things that were machine washable that I could quickly grab and go and shop with my clients or go to their house. So my style for a small season was different than what it normally was, and that's okay. That happens. Then after that season, I was trying to navigate being a single mom after I left her father. I was navigating trying to be a single mom, run my business. I couldn't work full-time right away when I left, and I knew that that was something that I was going to have to do. So I think it took me maybe 4 months to transition into working full time, trying to find the right sitter, finding our home, you know, all the things I had to put into place. So for those months, I didn't invest time and money into shopping for myself. I focused on shopping for other people. I focused on work. And I had 3 really great outfits that made me feel my best, made me feel stylish, made me feel like the businesswoman I was and am, and that is what I needed in that season. Then life changed again. I ended up skyrocketing my business after going full-time again. I went from part-time for about 4 months or so, trying to figure out the single mom thing. Then I went into full-time, business rocketed. And I knew that those 3 outfits I was holding on to and wearing and that was working for me during that transition time was not working for me anymore. And I know I wanted better quality things, more variety. I was doing more videos. So I share this with you because I want you to know that you're not alone. You're probably going through your own things in your life that affect what you're wearing, how you spend your money, how you're showing up, and there's no shame in that. People think that as a personal shopper, I walk around judging people for what they wear. I definitely don't do that. I know back when there were a ton of events, I know they're coming back again, but back when there were a lot of events and that question came up of, so what do you do? And I said, I'm a personal shopper. I shop for people for a living, and they would, the immediate answer I would pretty much always get, maybe 98% get is, oh, I'm sorry, you know what? I don't know if I'm wearing the right thing. Am I wearing the right thing? Do you like this? Like, they would question everything they were wearing, and I'm like, that's not the point of personal shopping. I am here to help you feel confident, help you feel your best. I'm not walking around judging people for how they're wearing things or why they're wearing things or any of that. Not my job. I'm just all about helping people feel their best. So let's talk about the different transitions. I gave you some examples so you can see just even my life in the past, like 2.5 years, how my style has evolved and changed in different ways. I want to share with you what the 5 things are that change your style. Things that happen in your life that you go through that change your style, change how you want to show up, change changes really everything about you. And I think it's really important to talk about. So number one is getting a new job. When you get a new job, you want to step into this new job feeling like you fit in. And I know it sounds like such a weird thing to say because we're all adults. We're not like in high school anymore, but we all still want to fit in. I work with clients that move from different cities, like the East Coast, and come to Seattle, and then they feel like they're overly dressed and they can't fully be themselves and they want to adjust and dress down a little bit. And yes, I help them dress down a little bit because that makes them feel more confident. They don't want to be fully dressed up as how they used to be when they were in the East Coast, and I totally understand that. But it's things like that that just show you that getting a new job really affects the way that you dress. I've been working lately a lot with clients that have gotten a raise or have moved up in a significant way in the position that they were working at, and they want to be more respected. They want to feel more put together. They're in front of a camera a lot or people taking photos of them, and they want to find who they are as this individual that is at this other level in their business or in their place of work. And it's been so wonderful helping people get to that because they still sometimes see themselves as where they used to be at, but they know that they're at this other level. They want to feel that respect. They want to feel that confidence. So finding key pieces like more blazers, things that feel more sharp and bold, those are really important. So getting a new job definitely changes your style. It makes you want to step up your game, or if you're moving to a different city, maybe adjust slightly to what they're wearing in that city or how they're dressing in that industry that you're working in. I work with a lot of tech people, so that's why I mentioned the part of dressing down when they come here to Seattle or Bellevue. Okay, let's move on to less money. I recently worked with a client. Hey, if you're listening, not gonna say your name, but this is actually very common with many people I work with. They used to have less money than they do now. So their mindset is still really on, how do you save money? How do I don't know what to spend on, so I don't want to spend a lot. I don't want to waste my money. I'm scared that I'm going to make the wrong decision, so I'd rather buy something that doesn't cost a lot. So the whole money mindset thing and how much you make does affect your style. I know personally, when I look back at photos, when I look back when I started my business, I was like 21 years old. I could not afford designer pieces or anything that wasn't on sale. And so when I started my business, I just found some key pieces, put it together, and felt really good about it. I recently started working with a client who is a doctor, and she has started making a lot of money. It's maybe been like 3 years that she is making a lot more money than she ever has. Yet, her mindset was still kind of stuck in like, she felt comfortable still shopping for consignment pieces or things at Goodwill, or maybe just buying things on sale. And she didn't know how to step into this new place in her life, but she knew that she would feel so much better if she just knew how to spend her money wisely. And so that's where her fear came in, is that she didn't know how she wanted to spend that money she was making. She didn't want to make a wrong decision, because when she wasn't making a lot of money, it was a big deal to spend that much. So she was still in that transitioning stage. And now we bought a whole new wardrobe, easily mixes and matches together, and it makes her feel really secure that she made decisions on what to buy that actually worked for her. So the amount you make can affect your style and what you're purchasing and where you're buying things from. If you're listening to this and you aren't a doctor or someone in tech and make a lot of money, you can still look put together and stylish. It's really about aligning and purchasing items that make you feel your best. If you buy a $32 shirt that's on sale that fits your body and fits the vision that you have for yourself and how you want to feel, that's totally fine. I'm all for that. And I help you through that. I love sharing how to do that and finding the right mindset and being very functional with the purchases that you make too. So yeah, I could go on about that. Next, number three, when your body has changed, this can be both ways. It could be gaining weight. It could be losing weight. I worked with clients that have lost a significant amount of weight, yet they still wear baggy clothes because they don't know what to look for. They don't know what fits their body anymore. I also work with people that have gained weight, and it's hard for them sometimes to accept that they've gained the weight, so they keep thinking that they want to wait to shop or go through their closet until they're a certain size or until they get down to size. But really, I think it's so important to shop with where you are at in your life. So if you are a different body now, your body has changed, I always tell my clients to just start buying pieces that really fit who you are now. And that includes your body. Don't try to put tight pants on and sit in front of a computer for 5 hours because you know what? You are not going to feel good. Your tummy is going to hurt. You're going to be reminded that you gained weight. You don't need to think about that all the time. I have clients that are all different body types, whether that's petite to plus size, and they are rocking their outfits. They feel so good in what they're wearing, and they're wearing pieces that actually fit where they're at. So don't ever feel like you have to be a certain size to look good in something, because I've worked with so many thousands of women and men, and let me just tell you, everybody's body is different, and whether you're smaller or you're a bigger size or wherever you're at, everyone has issues with their body and doesn't feel comfortable with it. So shop for where you're at with your body. Okay, next, number four. You are looking for a new relationship, or you used to be in a relationship and were really comfortable. So for clients, mainly guys, mainly the men I've worked with, when they've been in a relationship, they get really comfortable with the woman buying stuff for them, mom buying stuff for them. They don't end up really finding their style because they're just comfortable and somebody else does the shopping for them. So when then they are out in the world after getting divorced and want to start dating, they know they need to step up their game because they didn't really look at it before and didn't have that need to dress up and attract somebody else or have to feel confident in trying to start conversations and going on dates. And then when they do, they know that, you know what? I got to step up my game a little bit because there are some pretty ladies I want to talk to. And if I'm sure that this is how I care for myself, I'm not going to attract the type of person I want. So that's one. Another one is, in general, when you are going through a breakup or a divorce and dating again, you're in this process of finding yourself. You're in this process of questioning what you like or don't like, experimenting with style, with new activities, with new kinds of people. I really enjoy working with people in this place in their life because their style evolves and changes. Usually it's a bit dramatic. They want to be like extra sexy and extra this or that. And then as we work together for more months, they start to settle into where they're at. And that's okay. I want to remind you again, to fail or not get something right the first time is not the point of doing things that are new. It's falling on your face or trying something new and see if it works or it doesn't. And that includes style or new activities or any of those things. So when you are in this process of dating and finding yourself again and wanting to be in a relationship, please go out and try new things and experiment, because that's how you're going to find and settle into where, who you are and where you're at. Okay, last one, number five. What it was like before kids and after kids. This definitely changes somebody's life. So it changes for a few reasons. It changes because of after kids, your body changes. The activities that you do change. You have more activities. Not always, but usually it's playing with your children, running around, doing more errands, things like that. So you need most likely some casual pieces. But on the other spectrum, it's like, well, I also still want to dress up. And how should I dress when I go on a date or go out with my girlfriends? Like, what's in? What works for me? So life after kids is a fun one too, because it is a process of kind of getting to know who you are again and what works for you and being realistic. So this is the thing. Before kids, you can have fun with like trendy stuff, tiny things, whatever it is. But then after kids, you become a little more realistic. And I like to, just a reminder, I really like to relate style to life, because style and life all go together. So I want to share a quick story that's really funny. Sorry, I got to drink water. I'm getting over a cold. Okay, so I'm a personal shopper. Don't assume because I'm a personal shopper, I'm amazing at home decor. I know what I like, but sometimes putting the things together is a little confusing for me. So as we're moving into our new home, I had my Pinterest vision of this beautiful living room I wanted, like so bad. Beautiful, like the white couches and the gold and the glass table and like all the things. And when we were shopping for the couches, my fiance was like, you know, we need this family couch with the foot thing that comes out so we can lay and cuddle with the girls. And I looked at him, I'm like, you know what? That couch reminds me of the couches that used to be in the basement for all the teenagers. Like, that is not my vision of an adult living room, but it took me a day. We had to like leave the place because we could not agree on a couch. And I looked at all those Pinterest images that I had made, and they weren't realistic. When I imagined the evenings, which are few evenings I get with my kids, to just lay and watch TV, I want to be able to cuddle with them. And the images I had of this home decor style for my living room with my children was just not realistic. Like, it would not be comfortable. Everything would be dirty. It would stress me out. So it's just a reminder that life after kids, it's really getting true to what your lifestyle is like, what's going to work for you, what you will actually wear and pull out of your closet, and what is functional. So it's just a good reminder of there are many times, so these five things, getting a new job, having a lot of money, less money, your body changing, whether you're in a relationship looking for one, getting divorced, whatever, or life before and after kids, all of these things will change your style and will obviously change your life. And you need to go through and evaluate what your style is and what you want to purchase and what works for you multiple times in your life. It's so funny when people ask me like, oh, I worked with you, I found my style, and now this is it. I'm like, no, actually, this is it for you right now. But next year, if you move to another city or you get a different job or you have a baby, you know what? Your style stays similar, but it has to adjust with you. So these are great reminders of the times in your life that you really have to evaluate your style and take a look at in your closet what is actually working for you, what is functional for you. So if you're in this process right now, I'm here to support you. This podcast is a great way of hearing things where I get to share like a life and style, so it makes more sense and it makes it fun and we get to talk. So this is a great support here on the podcast. If you want some more visuals, you can always go to my blog at mycloseteddit.com. That's my website, mycloseteddit.com. You could go to the blog. I'm going to link it in the notes below, so you could just click it. You don't even have to remember that website. And when you're on there, take my free quiz. You can learn about what your style personality is and take a free quiz and find out. And if you want to get more in depth with it, I have also started creating a lot of online programs and guides to really help you. So whether you're interested in going full on to find your style or you want some tidbits here and there, my newest product is the Ultimate Shopping Guide, and it gives you a list of the stores and the brands that fit your body and style. So if you're petite, you're tall, you're curvy, or you're really looking for just the right pieces of where to start, because we get stuck, you know, shopping for what we know and what's comfortable. So this, the Ultimate Shopping Guide, will actually give you the list of stores and brands that you could look for and explore outside of places that you've checked out on your own. I highly suggest it. If you're new to the podcast, please, below, you can subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, hey, you've seen the side of my face. I promise I will find a better way of recording this, but for now, this is what works for me. I want to thank you so much for spending time with me today as you are running errands or driving or working out. I hope this was helpful and that you could relate to it on all the levels, because style and life just go together. They just really do. If you want to submit any style questions that you have, please submit your style questions. I would love to answer them on the podcast. You can submit them to hello@mycloseteddit.com. That's hello@mycloseteddit.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. I love those letters. So I want to remind you that I am here to help support you on your style journey. And I will talk to you next time.